Easy Natural English with Liam, an English listening podcast. Hello and welcome back. Here we go again. I hope you are ready to learn some English. Today we are going to be having a look at some proverbs. I think I might have mentioned some proverbs before, so if you don't know, proverbs are these kind of phrases that people have been saying for a long time, and they're used usually as like a bit of wisdom. And if you still don't quite understand what I'm saying, then you'll definitely understand once I start giving some examples. So don't worry if the moment you're thinking, what is he talking about? Because yeah, you'll soon understand when I start giving you some examples. So I found a list on the internet of some proverbs. I was having a look around at different lists on the internet, and I found a list that I thought had some good ones in there. Proverbs actually we use a lot in English, so these would be pretty important to know because people will use these in conversation, and if you can use them in conversation, then they'll help you to express yourself. So you might also hear native speakers, when talking about proverbs, they might also call them expressions. They might say like, oh, this is an expression, or is that an expression? And they often, and probably most often, use the word saying. So if somebody says to you, oh, is that a saying? So as a noun, they'll say, oh, is that a saying? Or this is a saying, or this is an old saying. Then yeah, they're talking about these kind of proverbs. And sometimes as well, people might say, oh, as they say, blah, blah, blah. And when they say as they say, they mean they, like people, like everybody. And yeah, and then they might say a proverb. So there's a few different ways people might sort of talk about proverbs. But anyway, let's get into the list that we're going to go through today. So the first one, and I think this is one that is used in quite a few languages. I know it's definitely the same in Japanese. And the expression is strike while the iron is hot. So this comes from when people were, well, people still make things from iron, but I think the phrase comes from a long time ago. People were making things from iron, and you need to hit the iron when it's hot to shape it. So when people say strike while the iron is hot, it means to take an opportunity while it's sort of presenting itself to you. So for example, if you know, if a simple example, if there's like a sale at a shop, you know, and somebody says, oh, I've been wanting to buy these shoes for a long time, and you see the shoes are on sale, you say, well, you should strike while the iron is hot. You know, you should buy them while the shoes are on sale, while they're cheap. Or if, you know, if somebody asks you to go on a date, someone says, do you want to go on a date? And you're thinking, I don't know if I want to go now. Maybe, you know, I'll ask him again in a month or something. Your friend might say, well, strike while the iron is hot, because, you know, he's asking you now and he might change his mind later. So you should take the opportunity now. So that's how we use that one. And that is strike while the iron is hot. And the next one, and this again is one that people use quite a lot, is honesty is the best policy. So honesty means telling the truth, it means not lying, and policy, you know, means kind of like a rule. So when people say honesty is the best policy, it means telling the truth is the best thing to do. So if somebody's kind of a bit worried about something and they're thinking about lying, and then they sort of think, oh, maybe I should just tell the truth, somebody might say, yeah, you know, you should tell the truth. Honesty is the best policy. And yeah, I use that one quite a lot, and you might hear people using that. So yeah, that's a useful one to know as well. Honesty is the best policy. Okay, and the next one, also again, I think one that probably exists in a lot of different languages. And in English, we say it, don't judge a book by its cover. And you might have heard this before. I think it's quite a famous one. You might even see this in some English textbooks. So don't judge a book by its cover. Yeah, it means sort of don't judge something just by the way it looks or just on its sort of first appearance. You know, you should try to get to understand things a bit better. So, of course, the expression comes from books. You know, if you pick up a book and you look at the cover and you say, oh, this doesn't look very interesting, then you sort of throw the book away. You know, you don't know because you didn't actually read the book. You just looked at the cover at the front of the book, and you need to read the book to actually understand if it's interesting or not. So this is used a lot when talking about people. You know, if you see somebody and they look a bit scary or a bit dangerous or a bit messy or something, and you think, oh, I don't want to talk to that person, somebody might say, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. And they might mean, you know, that person might actually be really nice, or they might be really interesting, or, you know, they might be worth talking to. So don't judge them on the way they look. So yeah, that one's used very regularly. I'd say that's definitely an important one to know. And that is, don't judge a book by its cover. All right, and another one that people use quite regularly, and I'm not putting numbers to these because I'm not really sure how many I'm going to get through in the time I have for this episode, and I might forget which number I'm on, so I'm not putting numbers to them, I'm just going through them. But yeah, these are all important ones that you should know. Like I said, the list I got from the internet has some good ones, and then from within that list, I'm not talking about all of them. I'm just choosing the ones that people use very regularly. So all of these are very important to remember. And yeah, the next one is better late than never. So better late than never is used a lot when something or someone comes late. So for example, if you're waiting for the bus and you're getting very angry, waiting for the bus, taking a very long time, you know, you want to go somewhere. Finally, the bus arrives, and you know, you could be angry that the bus is late. You know, the bus has arrived, and you might be thinking like, oh, the bus is here, but I'm still going to be angry about this because it's late, you know, which is not sort of a very positive way of thinking. So if you want to be a bit more positive, then people often say, well, better late than never, which means, yes, it's come late, and you know, that's a bit annoying, that's a bit inconvenient, but it's better than if it didn't come at all. Because if it never comes, then you cannot take the bus, you cannot go where you want to go, you won't be late, you just won't be able to go at all, you'll never go. So when something comes late, we say, oh, better late than never, you know, and that's a sort of positive way of looking at it. Sometimes people use this to excuse being late themselves. So somebody, you know, you might meet your friend at a train station, they might say, hey, you're late, and you can say, well, better late than never, you know, which means, well, I'm here, you know, at least I came, which is better than not coming at all. I don't know if this phrase exists in Japanese, actually, because, you know, I live in Japan, and in Japan, people are very strict about punctuality, about being on time. So it doesn't feel like something Japanese people would say, because perhaps Japanese people might think that it's better not to come at all than to be late. I'm not sure. I'll have to look this up afterwards because I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever heard anyone use this. It seems like something that's sort of not very Japanese way of thinking. But in English, we say better late than never. Okay, next expression or next saying, next proverb is one that I think is a very important lesson, actually. There's definitely a good bit of wisdom. And the proverb is, don't bite the hand that feeds you. And don't bite the hand that feeds you. This is sort of like the origin of this. Well, you know, to feed something means to give food to something or to someone. So if you say, you know, I feed my cat, it means you give food to your cat. And past is fed, so I fed my cat last night. And when you say, don't bite the hand that feeds you, so for example, if you're talking about a cat, that means, you know, you give food to your cat, and your cat shouldn't bite you. You know, if your cat bites your hand when you give the cat food, maybe you won't give the cat any more food. You know, you'll say, oh, stupid cat, don't want to give that cat food anymore. So this expression, this proverb, don't bite the hand that feeds you, it means, you know, when someone's helping you, or if you depend on someone, then you should be nice to them, you shouldn't be mean to them. So like, for example, if you're younger, if you're a child, and you know, your parents are giving you food, giving you a place to live, giving you some perhaps pocket money, you know, looking after you, buying all your clothes. If you sort of then act mean to your parents or shout at your parents or like you aren't very nice to your parents, then your parents could say, hey, don't bite the hand that feeds you. You know, so what they're saying is, you know, I look after you, I give you everything you need, so you sort of should be nice to me. So that's what that one means. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. And another expression that's kind of similar to this one, it's actually not on the list that I'm going through, but it's kind of similar to don't bite the hand that feeds you. And it's one that I use quite a lot. It's a phrase that I like, or a proverb that I like. And that is, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. So don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Basically, it's because in the past, I don't know, maybe people still do it, but at least in the past, people used to look at a horse's teeth. You know, horse, the big animal that we ride around on, they would look at a horse's teeth to see if the horse was healthy. So if you went to the market to buy a horse, you know, there's probably other ways that they would check the horse, but one way they would check is by looking at the horse's teeth to see if the horse was healthy. So this expression, gift horse, it's like if you give someone a horse as a gift, as a present, and, you know, if somebody gives you a horse as a present, then you should just be like, oh, thank you. But if you look in the mouth of the horse and you're checking, is this horse healthy? It's kind of rude to the person that gave you this gift. So of course, when we use this proverb, we're usually not talking about horses. We're just talking about when somebody gives you anything. So if somebody gives you a present and then we say like, oh, this is not exactly the present I wanted. Or even if someone's just trying to help you with something and you're like, oh, you know, this, you're not really helping me as much as I wanted. I would prefer if you did this or something. And you're kind of critical. You're not very grateful about this person helping you or giving you something. Then you can use this expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. So as I said, it's a little different, but kind of similar to the last one that we were talking about. Okay, another proverb or sort of expression or saying that people use very often. I know I'm repeating myself, I keep saying that, but I really do want you to remember all of these because they are all very important. They're all phrases that people use a lot. So if you want to understand native speakers when they're talking more naturally, or, you know, if you're watching movies or just interacting with native English speakers, then you need to know these phrases. And this one is, actions speak louder than words. So you know, this is used quite a lot. So this is used when, for example, if you've been you've done something kind of bad, let's say, you know, you're talking to your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, or your partner, and you're being kind of angry recently, or you've been just not very nice recently or something, you've got something going on, and then you tell your partner like, oh, I'm gonna change, I'm gonna be nicer, you know, I'm gonna help you with things more, I'm not gonna be so moody, not gonna be so angry, yeah, I'm gonna change, I'm gonna be better, then sometimes the other person might say like, you know, you've said that before, I don't know if you're really gonna change, I don't know if you mean it, you know, like you're saying that now, but actions speak louder than words. So it means, you know, if you want to show me that, then actually do that, like change your behavior, start being nicer, start helping me more, you know, don't be so moody and angry. So it sort of means like when you really want to show somebody something, you need to just do it, you know, don't say it, just do it. So I'm trying to think of some other examples of when you could use this. But yeah, usually it means like when someone is sort of promising something, you know, someone says, oh, I'm going to help you, or I'm going to change, or I'm going to start doing this, you know, even it could be like something you're doing for yourself. You know, you might say like, you know, I'm going to start exercising more or something. Somebody could say like, well, actions speak louder than words. You could use it then. It's normally used more for when you do something that's helping other people or changing something for other people. But I guess you could use it talking about yourself. But basically, yeah, it's when people are making promises and we say like, well, you know, don't just say it, like do it. Let me see you do it. So that's why we say actions speak louder than words, which is a little idiomatic. But you see, it means that like actions have more meaning. Of course, actions sort of aren't loud. They don't necessarily make a noise. But when we say actions speak louder than words, it means like doing something is louder than words. You know, it has like more significance, more meaning. Okay, another saying that people use quite a lot, and that is out of sight, out of mind. So this one's quite simple. It just means when you can't see something, then you won't think about it. So it could be for something that's like sort of bothering you or annoying you or making you feel stressed or something. Like for example, if let's say you're just working so much recently, and you know you're trying to relax with your family or something, and then you sort of like keep looking like at your like laptop or at your phone, you know, just thinking, oh, maybe I should do some work or something, then you know you could close your laptop and put it in the wardrobe, you know, or put it in a drawer, like put it where you can't see it so you don't think about it. And then you can say, oh, out of sight, out of mind. You know, so now I've put my laptop away, I can't see it, I won't keep thinking about using it, and I can just relax and enjoy myself. So yeah, that's used quite a lot. You can use it for people as well. Sometimes like, yeah, like if somebody's sort of bothering you or something, and then like they go away somewhere, you can say, oh, out of sight, out of mind. So that means like, oh, now I can't see them, they're not bothering me so much, I can relax a bit more now. So quite a simple phrase. It just means when you can't see something, you won't think about it so much, it won't stress you out so much. So yeah, that is out of sight, out of mind. And another kind of similar phrase that again is quite simple and is used in a quite simple way, that is easy come, easy go. So easy come, easy go is used a lot to talk about things that come easily, they tend to go away easily as well. You know, usually if there's things that you have to kind of work for, then that will kind of stay around. You know, if you work for something and you earn it, you work really hard to get something, you'll probably keep it. But things that come easily, they tend to go quite easily. So this is used sometimes for like, if you're talking about gambling or something. So when somebody's gambling and they might win some money, but then they're going to lose some money. And they might win some money, but then they're going to lose some money. So we say, oh, you know, easy come, easy go. And again, this one can be used for people as well. You know, like if somebody gets a girlfriend and then the girl goes very quickly, you can just say like, oh, easy come, easy go. Like, oh, she came and then she went, that's it. So very simple phrase is just to talk about things that come and then they go. So easy come, easy go. And yeah, you will hear native speakers use this sometimes or quite often. Okay, so there's still quite a few more on this list, so I'm gonna continue on the Patreon podcast. So there's a link for my Patreon page in the description below. And yeah, the podcast I put out exclusively for Patreon members, I'll talk about a few more podcasts on there. But just before I finish this episode, I will give you one more, and that is one that people use very regularly. You might have heard this before. Like if you've had an English lesson, your English teacher might have used this before. And the expression is first things first. So first things first means we need to do the most important thing first, or the most important things. It can be singular or plural, but it's always first things first, because sometimes I think people might mean it like thing apostrophe S, and some people might mean things like plural of things. But either way, yeah, it's always first things first. So if you had an English lesson, for example, your teacher might say like, hello, nice to meet you today. Right, first things first, let's talk about what you are studying English for, like what are your reasons for studying English. So this first things first, it means like we need to do the most important thing first. and that can depend on your opinion on what's first. So it could even be, for example, you could be having a meeting with your colleagues and you might say, right, first things first, let's make some coffee. You know, and that is if you think coffee is the thing that needs to be taken care of first. So it doesn't have to be like super important. It can just be something that you think is the sort of thing that you should do first before you start anything else. And I think it's used quite a lot actually for something like that. People will say, okay, first things first, let's have a coffee, or first things first, let's you know, have something to eat or something. Sort of depends, you know, before you can move on to the next step, we have to do this thing. So yeah, that's used a lot. Definitely worth remembering that one. So anyway, that's all for today. As I said, I will continue and do a few more on Patreon, so go check that out if you'd like to hear some more of these proverbs. If you haven't listened to this podcast before, then make sure to follow the podcast. Please share it with your friends, and I'll see all of you guys back here next time.